Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're doing a quick follow-up on the last video I did on Doug Wilson because I want to show Doug Wilson this is what envy looks like. So in the last video, I talked about Doug Wilson accusing Christians of envy via anti-Semitism. And his argument was that Christians are envious of Jews and therefore anti-Semitism is on the rise in Christian circles. When the reality is that Christians are starting to view Jews in the same way that they have viewed Muslims, which is really how Christians should view Jews. That is a much more accurate comparison that, you know, Jews and Muslims kind of in the same category for the Christian believer. Yet that is not what we've been instilled with in evangelicalism for the last 100 years because of a theology called dispensationalism. But despite the fact that it is more of a Protestant theology, it is very prominent in Catholics and Mormons as well. So it's kind of interesting how, what started off as, you know, dispensationalism has definitely become morphed into something much grander in terms of just general Christian Zionism. So that is what we're going to talk about today, because this is actually envy, not anti-Semitism, when it comes to the Christians and the Jews. So we're going to get into that, but first I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's like the most you can do, and we'd appreciate everyone who does that, and thank you to all who do that. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. We also have a free Evangelical Dark Web newsletter. Had some, you know, banger articles over the weekend that you would have gotten if you were on that newsletter. So, with that said, a couple things I want to talk about. And the first thing that made this topic come to mind was Christine Noem. And she says, ensuring the security of God's chosen people. And she signed some legislation on the issue. It's worth noting that the state of South Dakota is like the least Jewish in the United States, or it's really down there. We're talking like under 400 people. I mean, it's not the most populated state, but under 400 people. That's less than 2%. So it's just absolute pandering by Kristi Noem because she wants to have a political future. And in order to have that political future that she wants, she is definitely going to bow to the wall, the Western Wall, if you know what I'm saying. So that's what she's doing here. And in her article, you know, ensuring the security of God's chosen people is the name of the article that she put out. And she talks about signing this legislation. And she says, when I was growing up, my dad would always gather our family together and we would pray for Israel. It was instilled in me from a very young age that the Jews were God's chosen people, that Israel was the Holy Land, and that we should always pray for them. So, again, are they praying for their salvation, for them to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Probably not. Probably not. It's probably more like John Hagee, if you know what I'm saying. So there's some theological errors here. One, God only has one chosen people, and it's the elect. Those, you know, the people that God, you know, wrote from the beginning to be his disciples, to be his people. Those are God's people. Always has been. Always has been. If you are chosen, you don't end up in hell. That is the logical breakthrough I think many Christians need to have. Chosen people don't go to hell. God only has one chosen people, and they don't go to hell. So that is what Christians need to internalize. And the second thing was a flashback to something I've already talked about. I talked about it more on a live stream. And that was Carol Swain's ignorance on church history. She wrote a very, John Hagee level critique of so-called replacement theology. And I talked about this on a live stream, but I want to read the end of what her article was. It was a very short article published by Christian Post. And she basically says that she wishes she was Jewish. And she's a black woman, by the way. So I don't know. Let me read the quote before I kind of editorialize further. So she says, to that end, I find that I qualify as a Christian Zionist since my love for Israel and the Jewish people grows out of my appreciation for the Judeo-Christian Bible. It is my Christian faith that encourages me to pray and love the Jewish people. We are told in Psalm 122, verse 6, to pray for the peace in Jerusalem. May all who love the city prosper. I pray not to prosper, but because Israel is the apple of God's eye, Zechariah 2, verse 8. And deep down, I've always had an affinity for the Jewish people and a secret desire to be a bloodline descendant of Abraham if I could do so and preserve my Christianity. So that is wild. You got a black woman saying she wishes she was Jewish so she could, having a tie to this bloodline, and that's wild. That's envy right there. I mean, now she's counted the cost of that envy. She doesn't want to give up her salvation for it. But I think, you should be proud of the way that God made you, proud of the heritage that God gave you. And I say that as someone who, I live in Maryland, and yet, Maryland's one of the most blue states. It's one of the most liberal states. And yet, you often hear me comment on Maryland's history, and that is with a reverence for the Christian heritage of the state. So, that's kind of my take. I'm super white. I have some Italian ancestry, which might make me less super white. But nonetheless, I'm not begrudging of this. I don't wish I was some other heritage. I just think that's, first of all, unnatural, and second of all, ungrateful. You should be grateful for how God made you, and you should, be grateful to be part of the diversity that is every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And stop trying to wish to be something else. So, I could go on a little bit more about that, but I wanted to highlight that this is envy, Doug Wilson. People recognizing and equating, Judaism and Islam, that's not envy. So that's what I wanted to follow up with. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day, and we will catch you on the next one.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.